We're going to talk today about a youth track and field camp coming up. It's a Future Champs camp held over at the Cam High School track in Oneida coming up here very soon. And we're going to talk about that with Coach Deb Brown, who's helping to coordinate that, along with Molly Casey, who's one of the student helpers there as well. Well, Deb, good morning. Thanks a lot for doing this.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having us on air.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about this, because track and field to a youngster is just kind of like, well, it's running. How do you drive some of the basics into youngsters that are this young?
Well, we're just really excited to be able to offer this camp. There really hasn't been anything like this that I know of in the area for probably for a long time. One thing I love, I coach middle school track, and one thing I love about track, it's a sport that can offer something for every youth. So, you know, when you, like you're right, most kids will think of track as just running, and that's certainly a large part of it, but you can be a sprinter, you can run, you know, somewhere in the middle of that called middle distance, or you can be a long distance runner. You can throw. We've got the shot put and the discus, and or you can jump. You could, you know, go do the high jump or the long jump. So it's really a sport that has no bench. I love that about it, but it allows youth of all different abilities and all different ages to participate and contribute and be part of a team atmosphere. So just really, we're offering this camp to allow young people and their parents a chance to see what's track all about. So we just encourage young people to come out and join us on that first week in August and learn about the sport.
You know, baseball has Little League. Basketball, football, volleyball, a lot of those other sports, they have youth camps and things so kids can learn some of those basics. It's so important for kids to understand some of the sheer basics of a sport so that they can make themselves better and have more fun.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we want to provide. We have adults, some coaches, and some community individuals that are very skilled in specific areas. And then teaming them up with high schoolers like Molly, Casey, and Anna Stork, that's also on our planning team, and where they're, Molly's a sprinter and a hurdler, so she can work and share her passion for hurdling with young people, and as well as teaching them skills. I was a long-distance runner, not a great one, but I have a passion for that, so that I can teach, hopefully, and share what I know at that camp with young girls and boys that might have an interest in that as well.
Is it true that if kids at a young age understand some of the raw basics of what they're doing so they can master it and have more fun with it a little bit, you know, earlier in life, when they get to that point that they can start competing, say, in the middle school grades and things, does that help them enjoy it, help them understand it more so they feel like there's a purpose to what they're doing?
I think definitely. We actually, Molly, Anna, and Angie Baylor, with the wellness director of the Wellness Center, we actually went up and watched. We were invited to watch a very similar elementary camp up by Des Moines, and we were just really trying to model ours after what they invited us up to watch up at Waukee. And we were amazed that kindergartners were introduced to the basics of hurdling. They were introduced to the basics of throwing the shot put. That really showed me that kids have an interest and they can pick up things because they're not afraid to fail. And they're willing to give that a try. And yes, it will definitely, I hope to definitely see some impact at the junior high, and as they get up in the seventh and eighth grade, that they'll already have some of those skills. And maybe this is a camp that we can offer year after year so they can continue to develop those skills.
Yeah, and maybe catch them before they develop some bad habits.
Yes, as well. And just generating that interest is seeing yourself as a runner, seeing yourself as potentially a track star or track participant. You know, young children see themselves as, you know, the next major league player or the next, you know, NFL draft. But are we providing them with an opportunity to see themselves excelling in the field of track and sport? And that's really what we want to do, just build some enthusiasm. You know, they've got some questions. Some of the parents have questions. What do you do in track? So hopefully this camp will answer some of those questions for kids and parents.
You bet. Well, and you mentioned already, too, girls like Molly and Anna that are helping you out with this this effort. How important is it for these youngsters to be able to relate to some kids that, you know, that are closer to their age instead of just the adults when learning some of these?
Oh, I think it's huge. These are young ladies and also the other high schoolers that will be having boys and girls that have committed to helping with the camp. You know, they see them in the schools, helping with other programs. They've maybe seen them at an athletic event or a church event. So they have that relationship with them. They can identify with them. On the other end, Jim, another benefit that I really see as a coach is developing that, strengthening that commitment from these high schoolers as they are giving back to their community and giving back to these youth and teaching these skills. Another plus is that this camp will also just build their commitment to staying out for track and sharing what they know.
You bet. Well, and these high school participants, these are people that these younger students look up to and idolize anyway, so it puts them in a good position to keep their attention and really drive home some of the basics there, too. Well, Molly Casey is going to help out with the camp this year. And Molly, let's talk a little bit about what you expect out of that. What should kids be prepared for when they show up for the camp?
I would say just be ready, because then you can have an experience with track, and then when you go into middle school, you won't be going in not having any idea of what you like. They've never done anything like this before, and nobody ever had any experience going into middle school track.
Yeah, I suppose when you're young, a kindergartner, for example, you don't really think much about the ins and outs of track. You just think of it as running.
Yeah, and everyone always thinks that you just have to run in track, but there's a lot more than just running.
There are a lot of specific skills.
Yes.
Well, and I'm sure in your experience, too, if you work hard at something and you understand the finer points of it, so that way you can perform better, doesn't that make it more fun?
Yes. A lot more fun when you actually know what you're doing.
Why did you decide to get involved in this?
I always liked track and I always liked running, and I always wished that there was something like this when I was younger instead of just having basketball and things like that. And I always wished that there was a track thing.
Do you have a favorite event?
Yeah, I like to do hurdles and I like to run sprints.
Now, hurdles in particular, that seems pretty easy, right? You run, you jump over the hurdles, you go across finish line, but it's pretty more complicated than that.
Yeah, it takes a lot of form and, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to help out with those then?
Yeah.
So what do you help? Now, these are young children, maybe getting their first experience in something like that. How do you break that down for them?
The younger kids obviously aren't just going to be doing regular hurdles. They're a lot smaller, but we're just going to work on, like, form, teaching them, like, lead legs and trail legs and things like that.
Okay. What's your goal? What do you want to accomplish by this?
I would like more children to do track, because last year there was only 5 girls, I think, in 8th grade doing track. So it would be nice if more children did track.
It's more fun if you get more folks involved.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good. So are you going to run track this year then?
Yes.
I kind of knew that answer to that question already. Do you like the individual events or do you like some of the relays?
I like to do relays, like 4x2, 4x4, things like that. It's more fun when you have a team doing it.
And isn't that something that you drill into the kids when they're young and come to a camp like this, is that they kind of look at track as maybe being an individual sport, but it doesn't have to be?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be individual. You can be with a team.
Very good. So give them the sales pitch then, Molly. Why should all the youngsters be bugging their parents to get them signed up?
I think that you should do this because it's nice to have experience before you get into middle school and actually have to do it, so you can have a bit of a heads up of what you want to do when you get into it and what you're interested in.
Okay, this is the Future Champs Youth Track and Field Camp, and it's coming up August 5th through the 8th at the Cam High School track in Oneida. Can you tell us some of the details about that then, Deb?
The camp will run from 7 to 8 for 4 consecutive evenings. So the first 3 evenings, they will be learning skills, working in stations. And then on that Friday, on the 8th, where they're actually going to compete in a little mini track meet. So we're going to take a couple of those events and kind of bring in that competitive side and get to give them an opportunity to, again, show mom and dad as they're sitting in the stands and grandma and grandpa, you know, what they've learned. So we're just really excited about that. So it's the 5th through the 8th from 7 to 8. We are asking that youth pre-register, if at all possible. That way we have enough volunteers and also to guarantee getting a camp T-shirt. So we would like interested youth to be entered by this coming Friday, the 18th. They can do that in a couple different ways. They can give me a call at 712-779-0471, and you know, I'll get a form to them, or they can pick up forms either at the Anita Wellness Center or at the middle school in Messina or at the high school.
Very good. Now, I know there is a cost to this, but it is family-friendly.
Yes, it is. We are asking $20, basically just to cover expenses. $20, you'll get a camp T-shirt and helps pay for the supplies for the camp. And then after that's for the first child. If you have numerous children, just $10 for each additional child. Just basically under the cost of the T-shirt.
Well, excellent. Well, that helps a lot of families get more and more children involved in that, too. So, again, that's coming up August 5th through the 8th at the Cam High School track in Anita. Again, the registration deadline this Friday, July 18th. So get those registrations in at the high school, at the middle school, at the Wellness Center in Anita, or you can contact Deb as well. And that number again, 712-779-0471. The Future Champs Youth Track and Field Camp. Excellent project, Deb. Good luck.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, and we appreciate your support.